Starting August 1st, the Regional Transportation District, RTD, will launch a Zero Fare for Better Air initiative to provide free fares for all RTD rail and bus services. According to a press release, RTD hopes the campaign will tackle air pollution during the year's hottest month and encourage commuters to take public transportation instead of driving. RTD also announced last month at a Boulder City Council meeting it will bring back some routes that have been suspended since the start of the pandemic. Joining me today to speak about the Zero Fare for Better Air initiative and the return of dormant routes to Boulder is Marta Sapecki, the Interim Assistant General Manager of Communications. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I guess to start off with our Q&A segment, can you explain to me what is the Zero Fare for Better Air initiative, and are there any limits for free fares during August, and how did this program start?
So Zero Fare for Better Air is a grant program that was created by the Colorado Senate Bill 22180 in partnership with the Colorado Energy Office. So the Energy Office is providing a grant to RTD of nearly $8.7 million, and RTD is providing an additional $2.1 million to be able to provide zero fare service during the month of August.
Is this just a pilot program, or is this beginning to start off something that might be frequent during the next couple of years? Would this come back next year?
Well, we are going to be analyzing how the program works, providing zero fare. And I do want to mention that starting today and through the rest of the month, customers can ride all of our RTD services with no fares. And that includes bus, light rail, commuter rail, flex ride, and our AccessoRide paratransit service. And so after the end of the month of August, we will be analyzing how well this service worked, how well the initiative worked, and then we can look at it for next year.
And how are you determining the success? Is it by ridership, like statistically, like seeing if there's a large amount of ridership during the month of August, or are you seeing this more as are you measuring this by like the least air pollution in the Front Range? How are you measuring the success of this program?
So ridership, of course, is going to be one measure, but there are a lot of other measures that we're going to take into account. We will be conducting a customer survey after the Zero Fare for Better Air August to find out how our customers enjoyed the program, how they liked the program. We will also be doing an internal survey, too, to see what effects it had on our employees and frontline staff. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a transit agency, so we really can't measure how much air pollution or ozone will lessen as a result of Zero Fare for Better Air. So we do hope that people will establish a new travel habit and be able to continue using RTD services after August. So it's been said that it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. Mm-hmm. So during the month of August, we are giving customers 31 days to hop on the system to form a new travel habit. And as I said, we hope that they continue to use RTD services after August.
And also, with trying to get more people to use public transit around the metro area, I know RTD also recently announced that they will bring back some couple of dormant lines servicing Boulder or in some areas of the Front Range as well. Do you know what lines will be coming back? And is there a timeline to see if those lines will be resuming operation soon?
Well, just like other industries, RTD is having people power shortages. Mm-hmm. And so it will depend on the ability that we have to hire more operators in order to bring back more service. Now, some of the routes that we are looking at in Boulder would be the FF4, if Boulder Junction opens, and FF4 goes from Boulder Junction Station to the Civic Center Station in downtown Denver. Well, the FF2 is also high on our list, and that is the express service from downtown Boulder Station to Union Station. And then later on, as resources allow, the AB2, which goes from Boulder to Denver International Airport, is also a route that we're looking at bringing back. As I mentioned, though, we still need to have more resources, and those resources include having the operators to be able to provide that service.
Is there something that RTD is trying to work on to try to get more operators back to work in RTD? What kind of like things are you or is RTD doing to bring back more workers into the force?
We are constantly recruiting. We're going out to various venues to just let people know that we are hiring. We have a $4,000 signing bonus for a number of different frontline positions, and all that can be found on our website at rtd-denver.com. But we are actively recruiting people to work for RTD. RTD has great benefits. It has very competitive pay, and as I mentioned, we have the $4,000 signing bonus.
Speaking of the Boulder Junction bus depot, I know some of the plans earlier in the year about the B line extending up to Boulder. Is that anything in the near future, or will that stay put for another time?
So RTD currently is conducting a study for the Northwest Rail peak service. And RTD is working collaboratively with all the municipalities from Westminster all the way up to Longmont to look at the possibility and the feasibility of providing peak service for the Northwest Rail.
My guest today has been Marta Sapecki, the Interim Assistant General Manager of Communications. Thank you very much for your time. And for KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
This is the end of the line. All passengers must now.